Hello, my name is Rory St. John, and this is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. Did you know that on October 6, 1866, the brothers John and Simeon Reno staged the first train robbery in American history, making off with $13,000 from an Ohio and Mississippi railroad train in Jackson County, Indiana?
Simeon, come over here.
That was a long walk. What's up?
Well, I've got this idea. Haven't we always wanted a train?
Yeah, ever since we were kids.
Well, there's one sitting over there.
Oh, hey, that's a train.
I say we take it.
What, are you suggesting that we stage some kind of train robbery?
Exactly.
But then how will we get away?
We'll run away.
That's a good idea. We can carry the train.
Precisely. Let's go.
I say, Eloisa, do you see those two men running up to our train?
Indeed, quite bizarre.
It's a good thing all my money is in my suitcase in the baggage car and not on me.
Ah, oh, I also am relieved.
Excuse me, ladies. You might want to get out of this train. We're stealing it.
Where are you taking it?
Away.
We're thinking over there.
Simeon, pick up the train. Let's run.
Okay.
Ah! Attack! I stepped on a tack!
Had he only worn shoes with proper support in his arches, this would never have happened.
Oh no!
Silly
pebbles.
Americans.
Unfortunately, the failure of the first train robbery did lead to the very first shoe robbery shortly thereafter. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. Make sure you wear shoes, please.